This is WNYC and New Jersey Public Radio. I'm Amy Eddings. More than a week after Sandy knocked out power for millions of customers in the tri-state area, power companies continue to struggle to get the lights back on. But their efforts are being reversed as a nor'easter hits the region with heavy, wet snow in New Jersey, a mix of rain and snow in New York City, and driving winds gusting this hour up to 25 miles per hour. Within a few hours of the storm starting, an additional 11,000 customers lost power. New Jersey, Long Island, and especially Connecticut are seeing the biggest increases. In New Jersey, more than 360,000 residents and businesses in the state still don't have electricity. About half of them are customers of Jersey Central Power and Light. After Hurricane Irene, the state's Board of Public Utilities rebuked JCP&L for its lackluster performance in restoring electricity and heat, and also in communicating with its customers. Now, customers without power are saying the outages are lasting too long, and the utility is still doing a poor job of saying when it will restore electricity. Archie Gottesman lives in Summit in Union County and hasn't had power since the storm hit.
I don't know how they decide. It's sort of this big mystery of, like, who's deciding where the trucks are going out and who's deciding what gets fixed first? And is it just this mad scramble?
As Gottesman watches towns and even streets near her home light up, she is getting more frustrated. She's still in the dark, and her children's school has been closed for a week and a half. JCP&L spokesman Ron Morano says the company is working to serve every customer, but that it's hard because Sandy packed such a powerful punch.
This storm caused the most severe damage you've ever seen. I want to give you a statistic. 40,000 downed trees we've removed so far. We are working across the state to restore all of our customers as safely and quickly as possible. And, you know, we don't discriminate by county or region. We're all over working on this restoration effort.
He also says the company has been doing a better job getting the word out.
We're using social media. We're communicating via Twitter. We have a Facebook page. We put a brand new outage map.
All of this has been put in place since Hurricane Irene, but it does not necessarily translate into getting service back faster. JCP&L now estimates power will be back up by Friday in some areas and Sunday in others. That's slower than the original estimate of 7 to 10 days. The utility's president, Don Lynch, tried to commiserate with customers this afternoon on New Jersey Radio 101.5.
I understand how difficult this has been. We are restoring at as quick a pace as we possibly can do effectively and safely. Do I wish we could have every last customer in today or yesterday? Absolutely.
But customers continued to call in with complaints. Here at WNYC, we heard from Michael Mathis, police chief in Berkeley Heights, who says he's not impressed with how the utility's been operating in Union County. He says he spoke with one of the 5,000 line workers the utility has brought in from out of state to help out in the aftermath of Sandy.
What he's looking at on the map and what JCP&L gave him to look at to compare to try and fix things was totally different than what is in the sky overhead in the poles. It appears to me that JCP&L is a very unorganized organization. I'm very, very, very disappointed.
The utility plans to continue working until the nor'easter's winds reach 40 miles per hour. At that point, it is required to stop work in accordance with regulations from OSHA, the Federal Occupational Safety and Health Administration. Some parts of Morris County in western New Jersey are expecting up to 6 inches of snow, and that could bring down more overhead power lines. Cold weather is already causing problems for the thousands of residents there without power and heat. JCP&L's Don Lynch.
The storm that's coming through the system here today, I wanted to let folks know that we're prepared for this. We're keeping an eye on it. It may slow restoration if more folks have outages right now. We're not seeing that, which is good.
JCP&L has restored power to 1 million customers since Sandy. It still has 179,137 without electricity. The big question that remains is how big of a bite tonight's rain, snow, and wind will take out of the work that has already been completed, and how many homes will be without power tomorrow.